Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
As promised, John Canzano, creator and host of this program. He joins us live from Las Vegas. He'll be joining us intermittently throughout the program each and every hour here on the BFT. JC, appreciate you taking some time. A lot to unpack here, but man, just what was your first reaction when you caught wind of the news that Olshay was going to be let go, and of course when it became official?
Okay, I want to stop you right here because I have some news on the Mario Cristobal University of Oregon front.
Wow.
I just wanted to, we'll get to it in a second.
Okay, hold on.
We'll get to it in a second.
Let me take a deep breath.
Let's unpack the Olshay thing first.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, let me take a deep breath and change my mindset on this.
Take a deep breath, Duck fan. You'll want to be here for this, but let's start with Olshay. I mean, it was overdue, wasn't it? Like, it was not a big surprise. There's nobody out there that is going to, you know, no fans are protesting this. You don't hear players coming forth protesting it. You won't see picket signs outside of Moda Center. Everybody knew this guy needed to go. It was a bad environment. It was bad basketball. It was broken rosters. And in the end, the Blazers say that, you know, this guy was a toad. He was a toad to work for. And, you know, they are addressing their workplace environment by flushing him. But the true takeaway is that this organization needed better leadership. It needed better rosters, and maybe hopefully it'll get it now. But I think this really galvanizes the fan base. It galvanizes media. It galvanizes maybe this roster.
Amazing. Yeah. When you say that they flushed him, do you have any sense of who ended up making the final call on this? Or was it just an overwhelming amount of evidence against him that really, it was no individual decision. It was a collective decision.
I talked to employees who were longtime Trailblazers employees who worked in the front office, had regular interactions with Neil Olshay that were negative interactions. They were not interviewed as part of this investigation. Like, the investigation did not get to them. So what I'm thinking is that they had enough with what they found out early in this investigation to part ways with him, and they were probably trying to negotiate a departure. Couldn't get it done, and ultimately decided they needed to move in another direction. But I think you have to look to Jody Allen. She's probably tired of having to answer the question.
I want to say it's a brighter day in Rip City today, but it's still not bathed in full sunshine because I still have a ton of questions about the future of this organization. How do you feel about their future as they tap Joe Cronin, the interim GM?
Yeah, this is Joe Cronin's going to be a placeholder. They've got to figure out what they're going to do long term, but this gives Damian Lillard, I think, the path out of Portland if he wants to take it. I know Blazer fans aren't going to want to hear that, but nobody's going to blame Damian Lillard if he now says, hey, we're looking at a total rebuild. I'm not going to stick around for this rebuild, unless I see something encouraging. So I expect, like, as February's trade deadline approaches, that will become the story. Is Damian Lillard finally going to say, you know, hey, I need to go try to win a championship somewhere while I'm still in the prime of my career? And that's not what Blazer fans want to hear, but it looks like this is going to be a rebuild. I feel a little bit bad for Chauncey Billups because he's caught in the middle of it. It's not really his fault that he was hired and that he was brought in, but this roster is not built to compete.
Yeah, it's a tough one. You've seen a lot of instability with Blazers leadership over the years that you've covered this team. Nash, Patterson, even Dunleavy to a degree. Where do you put this event with Olshay's firing and the turbulence that has unfolded?
Well, it's interesting because with other moves, there's always been, some debate in the fan base, whether or not, you know, they trade up in the draft to get a player. We all debate, hey, is this what's best for the franchise? They trade a player. We debate, hey, was the trade what's best for the franchise? They sign a free agent. We say, was that what's best for the franchise? There's no debate right now. And I think in a weird way, everybody knew, maybe everybody except Neil Olshay knew that Neil Olshay needed to go. And so I think it kind of galvanizes the mission for the first time in some time. And in that way, I feel like we're all together again. Like, everybody's come back together in a way that goes, okay, now how can this franchise pivot? How can it get better leadership? Who's out there in the GM world that is available? Is Danny Ainge going to you know, be the native son who resurrects the Blazers brand and the franchise? Will they reach back into for Chad Buchanan, who's now with the Pacers as a GM, and try to get him? Like, you know, who is that person? That's a discussion, I think, for another day. I think today we sort of go, okay, the clouds have cleared, a breath of fresh air, ding dong, he's gone.
I love that. All right, that puts a nice bow on it here for starters. You'll be joining us in hour two and hour three as well, JC, but I can't wait any longer. You came on here and wanted to bring us some news about Mario Cristobal and Miami. You've been a busy man. You had two columns this morning already, one on Neil O'Shea, one on Mario Cristobal. It really painted a human picture about him and his mother, but also from a college football angle, he is being pursued by his alma mater. That is a real thing. Can you lay out for us the latest that you know?
Well, here's what's going on at Miami. Miami's a mess, right? The Board of Trustees are upset because there's a billionaire booster who is in the Miami family who really wants Mario Cristobal, and he really is trying to, you know, orchestrate this around the Board of Trustees. So what you've seen in the last couple of days is the Board of Trustees at Miami moving to try to get the current coach, you know, and try to make sure that the current coach is still there. They're trying to basically seize control of the athletic department by ensuring that the coach, but Diaz, stays there. In the meantime, you got a booster who is going all in, I'm told, to go get Mario Cristobal. Now, here's the news, okay? University of Oregon, I can confirm this right now, has a contract extension in front of Mario Cristobal. I'm told it's in line with the contracts that we've seen for Brian Kelly and for you know, USC's new coach. And so Lincoln Riley money, Brian Kelly money, currently on the table for Mario Cristobal. So this will not come down to dollars unless Miami just decides to go $20 million a year or something stupid. But I think really it's a question for Mario Cristobal. His mother's sick. His hometown is calling. His alma mater, his university is in trouble. Is there an emotional pull for Mario Cristobal tonight? I expect tonight's game with Utah to be very emotional for Mario Cristobal, but there's a contract offer. The news is there's an offer on the table. It's multi-years, and I'm told it's, quote, aggressive and in line with what we've seen this last week.
Wow. Just so people know, Brian Kelly money and Lincoln Riley money. For the former at LSU, I believe that was 10 years, $95 million. And for Riley at USC, it was in the $111 million total value category. JC, you have confirmed this. This morning in your column, you said you couldn't confirm it yet, but you were being told that a contract extension was in front of Cristobal. But here, live on the show, you are confirming that that contract extension, with those ballpark figures, the Kelly figures and the Riley figures, you're saying that's what Rob Mullins has in front of him right now and prepared to put in front of Mario Cristobal should the opportunity present itself?
Yeah, Rob Mullins is all in. That contract's in front of Mario Cristobal's agent.
Wow.
And I'm told that Mario and his agent have not really spoken about it. They're expected to talk about it tonight after the game. There's also a chartered plane headed from Miami to Las Vegas. Now, it might just be some honk who's coming here to play roulette, but it could also be that contingent of boosters from Miami who are preparing to shake Mario Cristobal's hand after the game. It's just a really, really tumultuous time for Oregon, and it's interesting. You know, I lean that he stays at Oregon, but given his mother's illness, given, you know, his hometown, we all understand the appeal of that. But I'll tell you this, it's not going to come down to money.
It's not going to come down to money at all, yeah. For Duck fans with some PTSD still from, like, the Taggart departure, what would you say to them at this point?
I would say, look at how it ended up in the wake of Willie Taggart. Have faith in your brand. Have faith in Rob Mullins, the athletic director. Have faith in the boosters at Oregon who badly want to win. And, you know, I think there's a good chance Mario Cristobal is the coach at Oregon a week from now, a month from now, a year from now. He'll leave at some point, and I think everybody knows the reality of that. But I think right now, if I'm Mario Cristobal, this thing isn't – it's half-built, right? He's trying to get to the top of the mountain. If he goes to Miami, he starts all the way over. So to me, it just comes down to, like, the appeal of going home versus finishing what you started. I like that Oregon has taken – the dollars out of the equation. So this won't be Miami coming in and paying more money than Oregon.
How How's Vegas treating you so far, JC? What a trip it's been.
You know, it's been a blur. Did anybody else get fired in the last 5 minutes, or you know, threatened to leave? I mean, it's just it's. I mean, it's, as a sports fan, you got to love it. But Vegas is alive and well, and you're if you're an Oregon fan, your Ducks are sitting at -3, over under now 58 on tonight's game. Big game ahead.
Yeah, and we'll check in with you again in the 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock hours live from Vegas. JC, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah, rather the Ducks are +3. I got that backwards.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I was going to correct you offline, but I'm glad you caught it. Appreciate you, John.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, John Canzano. He'll check in with us again at the 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock hours. If you missed any part of that, we opened talking about Neil Olshey for a few minutes, and then we transitioned to breaking news that John Canzano reported live on the show just now that a contract extension for Mario Cristobal is in line for him. Rob Mullins is prepared to offer Cristobal a contract extension with years and figures in the ballpark of what Brian Kelly is getting at LSU, which was 10-95, and Lincoln Riley at USC, total value of $111 million. So those are just ballpark numbers, but John Canzano reporting and confirming that Rob Mullins has that contract extension ready for Mario Cristobal. Why, you ask, if you're just tuning in, or if you didn't catch Canzano's columns earlier this morning? Well, the Hurricanes just won't give it up, will they? They just won't give up the pursuit of Mario Cristobal. They still have a head coach. Manny Diaz is still there. They fired their AD this week because Diaz and the AD were not getting along. But the Hurricanes are an absolute mess. A storm is a-brewing with Miami. True to form for them. They are going all in. They are going balls to the wall to bring back Mario Cristobal. There's a very human element to it, too. Mario's mom's sick and not doing that well. And I think first and foremost, you got to remember that when you factor in all this. JC mentioned it a few times in his columns, but perspective is such a powerful thing. The University of Utah has a lot of perspective right now going into tonight's title game with everything that they've been through. Mario Cristobal has a lot of perspective right now going into tonight's title game as well, thinking about his mother, thinking about the potential of maybe leaving and coaching at his alma mater. But that's big news that Rob Mullins is being aggressive and has a contract extension prepared for Mario Cristobal. It will not be about money this time. It will not be about money at all. Oregon will have the trump card if it does come down to money. But there's a human element behind all of this. And that human element, that can be a hard thing to gauge in terms of how much it will affect Cristobal's future and his decision whether or not to stay at Oregon or if the opportunity presents itself to go to Miami and coach the Canes. Neil Olshey is also fired. How's that for perspective? The ding-dong, Olshey is gone. The refrain can ring out throughout all of Rip City today. And while I'm very glad at that development, it is just the first domino to fall in a lot of other pieces that need to fall from here for the Blazers to rise again, to rise with us. Remember that? Remember that marketing plea? This team has to rise again. This team has got to arise from the ashes. But this is step one in that process. We'll take your phone calls at 503-417-7575. Hold on the line if you're there, and we'll come back to you on the other side. Canzano will join us again in hours 2 and 3, plus Timbers head coach Giovanni Severese at the top of the 2 o'clock hour ahead of a Western Conference final showdown with Real Salt Lake. This is the Bald-Faced Truth.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald-Faced Truth.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald-Faced Truth radio show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald-Faced Truth radio show. Thanks for listening.